Tomorrow is the 10th anniversary of two unarmed brothers to the rescue, planes being shot down by Cuban fighter jets. WLRN Miami Herald reporter Michael Hiblin sat down with relatives of the four men who were killed.
This is a tough time for Mario de la Pena. His son, 24-year-old Mario, was piloting one of the planes.
It forces us to relive all the events and all the things that happened 10 years ago. And to be honest with you, it's been a little painful because we had to dig into papers and information and photographs and things that we have not touched for a while. It's been very touchy for us to have to go through all of that again.
The four men were looking for Cuban rafters heading toward the U.S. Cuba maintains that the unarmed planes violated its territorial airspace, but the U.N. concluded that the planes were over international waters. Mirta Costa Mendez is the sister of Carlos Alberto Costa.
They were doing a humanitarian service. They weren't just joyriding. So they need to be remembered, and that how cruelly they were murdered and how unjust it is. And that, we haven't received justice yet.
The families won $93 million in a civil lawsuit against Cuba, but they also won indictment straight up the chain of command to Raul Castro, who heads the Cuban military. Michael Hiblin, WLRN, Miami Herald News.